Hello, I'm Jeffrey Logged with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. Renee McGee-Lenard of the OIG's Office of Program Evaluation joins me to talk about a new report on how additional EPA guidance could strengthen the Human Subjects Research Program. Hi, Renee.
Hello, Jeff.
Thanks for joining me today. The OIG conducted this report in response to a congressional query requesting a follow-up to another report we issued in March 2014, which also was a result of a congressional request.
That is correct.
And you were interviewed for a podcast back then as well. That's available with the report on the OIG's website. So let's catch up. Was the recent report just an update on whether the EPA implemented the OIG's recommendations made in 2014?
Yes, we were looking to determine whether the EPA implemented the recommendations in the original report, which was titled Improvements to EPA Policies and Guidance Could Enhance Protection of Human Study Subjects. But this follow-up program evaluation did more than that. We also looked at how the EPA recruits and compensates human study subjects and whether the EPA considered the practices and policies of other federal agencies that conduct human subjects research studies.
In the EPA's Controlled Exposure Human Subjects Research, human subjects are intentionally exposed to pollutants. Why is there a need to do this?
That is a good question, Jeff. It's a statutory requirement. The Clean Air Act requires the EPA administrator to conduct the necessary studies, including epidemiological, clinical, laboratory, and field studies, to identify and evaluate the exposure to and the effects of air pollutants on human health. In the end, this research provides information to the agency to help it set standards for pollutants considered harmful to public health.
So there must be criteria that offer some sort of framework for conducting research involving humans.
Definitely. Besides some internal EPA policy and guidance documents, the federal common rule serves to protect human subjects who participate in these studies by various agencies. The common rule mandates that an independent oversight entity, an institutional review board, or IRB for short, reviews and approves research proposals. The common rule specifies IRB membership, functions and operations, and research approval criteria. It also requires that agencies develop procedures to ensure that unanticipated problems involving risk to subjects are reported to the IRB and certain agency officials.
Does the common rule also ensure that people who participate in these studies are given a choice and enough information and time to think about whether they should take part or not?
Yes, participation is voluntary. The common rule requires that the principal investigators give prospective study subjects sufficient opportunity to consider whether or not to participate.
Renee, let's talk about what the OIG found in this recent report. Did the agency, in fact, implement the 8 recommendations that the OIG published in 2014?
All 8 recommendations were implemented, Jeff. The prior recommendations had to do with how the EPA obtains approval for studies, how it communicates risk to participants, and how it addresses adverse events. We believe that these actions should improve the agency's human subjects research program.
It seems that they would. Did you find any related areas that still could use improvement?
We did. The agency has an internet site that contains policy and guidance documents related to human subjects research. It turns out that the EPA does not currently track and document revisions to its internet guidance. We recommended that they do so to ensure that changes are archived for future oversight activity. The agency concurred with our recommendation.
EPA concurred? Good. You mentioned earlier that the new program evaluation also looked into whether EPA considered the practices and policies of other federal agencies that conduct human subjects research studies. What was the outcome of that?
We found that the EPA's practices regarding the recruitment and compensation of study participants and the collection of demographic information generally align with those of other agencies. However, we also found that EPA could strengthen its human subject research operations by improving transparency and public knowledge of its program by posting basic information about its human research studies on its website. We made a recommendation to that effect. The agency concurred with our recommendation.
So the agency concurred with the OIG again. Regarding greater transparency, can you give me an example of the type of information the OIG recommends be posted, Renee?
Absolutely. First of all, we noted that the EPA posts its human subjects research studies on a National Institutes of Health website and on the public website of the contractor that recruits EPA study subjects. However, the agency does not post them on the agency's own website. So we recommended that the EPA post basic information, such as the title of the study, the number of participants, the pollutants the study subjects are exposed to, and general description of the study of the agency's public website.
Okay. Earlier you mentioned the compensation of study participants. I'm curious, what sort of compensation do they receive?
In the two studies that we reviewed, each study participant received approximately $1,500 to $1,600 if they completed the entire study.
That's really interesting, Renee. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome, Jeff. I enjoyed the opportunity to talk about the findings of the report.
To read this report and other Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.